the people are going to go into rebellion against Moses and Aaron. Now, this gives you an idea of just how powerful these false teachers are and how they work. That's what we're going to look at. Now, you and I can stand here tonight and we know Moses and Aaron are chosen by God, but you got to put yourself in the middle of a heated battle in the church. Everybody in the church is fighting, and you got people saying this and people saying that. And let's examine in our passage, in our book here that we're studying, the glorification issue. First of all, let's start with chapter 12. Go to chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 16. Chapter 12, verse 16. These things his disciples did not understand, things that Christ had been teaching, at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, and when is that? And you've got most of the people following Korah, talking against Moses and Aaron. Gives you a picture of how they work. They look so good that the people of God listen to them and start following them, and they're just not able to discern what's going on because it is so difficult to discern. Remember the false teachers, people, please. They want to look like light. They want to sound holy. They want to sound right. They want to sound pure. Death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session. Then they remember.